From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs back with us from criticalhealthnews.com. He's a registered pharmacist, nutritionist, cosmetic chemist. Ben, welcome back. And what is a cosmetic chemist? What do you do there?
I develop cosmetic products and skincare products. I do mostly medicinal skincare products, medicinal for things like psoriasis and eczema. But I was trained in cosmetic chemistry, and there's one of the missing links, I believe, in cosmetic chemistry is the fact that they're non-medicinal. So I bring a pharmacist sensibility to cosmetics.
Well, good for you. Pharmacist Ben with us, criticalhealthnews.com. And again, the number to call for assistance. I know when Doc Wallach's on, he talks pretty quickly, and you got to write this stuff down. But if you're driving, you can't do that. You call this number where operators are listening to the show, taking the same kind of notes at 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. How have you been, Ben?
I've been good. How about you, George, in these crazy times, huh?
Oh, my strange times. As a matter of fact, I have an email in from Lisa in Pocatello, Idaho, which is very poignant to this time of the moment here. She says, "Hi, George, I'm terrified of getting the vaccine because I heard one of the side effects is Bell's palsy. I have had this terrible affliction and would rather take my chance on COVID again. I had a mild case of COVID back in January, so I'm also trusting in my immune system. Please have pharmacist Ben Fuchs. I'd like his take on this."
On Bell's palsy?
Yes, and the vaccine. Do we know enough from that?
I don't know if I could wade into the vaccine issue. We always get in trouble when we do that. Bell's palsy is a pretty...
What is Bell's palsy?
Bell's palsy is when your facial muscles become paralyzed.
Oh, okay. I've seen that
in
people.
Yeah, you've seen it. Exactly. The most important thing if you're dealing with any kind of palsy is to make sure that you're working on your nervous system, the neurons, the nerve cells. And the best way to do that is with essential fats, essential fatty acids. We don't really talk about essential fatty acids as much as we should. They're nature's natural aspirin. They're natural aspirin. In fact, aspirin works via the same mechanism that essential fatty acids do, specifically omega-3. You've heard of omega-6 and omega-3.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Not all omega-6 and omega-3 are essential fatty acids. When you hear the word essential in nutrition, you're referring to what Doc calls the mighty 90 essential nutrients, and there's two essential fatty acids, that is two mighty 90 essential nutrient fatty acids, and they're incredibly important, A. Deficiencies are incredibly common, B. And they're hard for the body to process, especially as we get older. And I would present that many of the signs of aging, or many of the things that we assume just come with aging, such as arthritis and inflammatory issues and osteoporosis and wrinkles, really have at least partially as a cause essential fatty acid deficiency. So if you're looking for anti-aging, an anti-aging nutritional supplement, get yourself on the Ultimate EFAs or the Ultimate EFA Plus. Essential fatty acids are unspeakably important, especially, by the way, for women who are dealing with menstrual problems or reproductive health issues, things like endometriosis and ovarian issues, cysts and such. Essential fatty acids can be invaluable.
Did you happen to hear our dog food recall story?
Yeah, about vitamin D?
Vitamin D, yeah.
I found that interesting.
Does that happen to people, too? Too much vitamin D?
Vitamin D is so interesting, George. Vitamin D is not really a vitamin. It's a hormone. And it's a very powerful hormone because it's responsible for helping the body absorb one of its major nutritional activators, and that's calcium. Vitamin D's main role is to help the body absorb calcium, the intestine absorb calcium. And because it's so darn powerful, the body has evolved steps to activate vitamin D. So you have to have, when you take vitamin D orally, it has to be activated at the level of the liver and at the level of the kidney. And unless your liver is functioning, if your liver is not functioning as it should and your kidney is not functioning as it should, and many people are dealing with kidney disease, many people are dealing with fatty liver disease, you're not going to be activating your vitamin D as effectively as you might. And that's a good thing to prevent overdosing because vitamin D is so powerful, but it can be a problem because if you have a liver issue or you have a kidney issue, you may not be absorbing your vitamin D or activating your vitamin D as well as you should.
We're going to start calls with the pharmacist Ben Fuchs at the half tonight, this hour, and then we'll take calls all of next hour so you can get ready. We'll be giving you the number shortly, and just get ready to ask him a question about your health. You know, it's so important. I was talking to my daughters this weekend, and we're talking about, you know, health, and everybody's getting up in age and everything else, and, you know, we're watching the grandkids grow. And we were just talking about how important it is nowadays to just take care of yourself, because nobody else is going to do it for us, Ben.
You know what else, George? With all the stress that's going on, if your body is weak, you're going to be much more susceptible to mental and psychological duress.
That's true.
Right? So one of the most important things you could do to strengthen yourself mentally and emotionally is to make sure that you're solid nutritionally, that you have your vitamin C, that you have your vitamin D, that you're on the Mighty 90 essential nutrients. It will help you get through this crazy, tumultuous time that we're going through that under deficiency conditions can lead you to all kinds of craziness. So nutritional supplementation can help you not just physically, but it can help you emotionally and mentally.
I know when Doc Wallach travels, and when he did a lot a couple of years before COVID, he would literally bring a suitcase full of supplements and vitamins.
Hey.
I travel a lot. I'm not nearly that way, but I'll bring the essentials that I need to do in these little plastic pill cases.
Bring a fishing tackle box.
Close to that. That's right. Just put it in your suitcase.
A small fishing tackle box, exactly. And you put your. That's what I do when I travel. I put them in a little.
And I count out the days. You know, it's.
I count out the days and have each day has its own various supplements. Because, you know, really, you got to take a bunch of supplements if you want to do it right. You know, and that's what one of the great things about longevity is that it provides systems for you, and that's how nutrition works. It's like a team, like a baseball team. You know, you can't have, no matter how good, if you're the 1927 Yankees, but you didn't have a third baseman, you're not going to win any games.
That's
right.
That's right.
Every position is important, and in the same way, every supplement is important. Every vitamin is important. Every amino acid is important. Every one of these Mighty 90 essential nutrients are important.
Aside from feeling guilty, if you skip or miss a day of vitamins, what happens to you?
I'll tell you what. Once you start supplement, that's a great question. Once you get on a supplement program and you get going, you can miss a day. You can miss a day. You can miss 2 days even. Now, some of them, like the water-soluble nutrients, your vitamin C and B complex, and the electrolytes, you don't want to miss too much. But the fatty nutrients some of the minerals, you can miss a day once you get going. And that's what you want to do. You want to get to the position where you have excess in your body. You know, they used to say that when you supplement, you probably heard this. People would say, oh, you're just going to have expensive urine. Have you ever heard that joke? That they would.
Yep. Yep.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know what? You want expensive urine because that assures that you have excess. You want a little bit of excess of these nutrients so that your tissues are saturated, so that the cells always have what they need. And that's what, once you get going like that, you can miss a day. You can miss a couple of days even.
Well, you know, the proof is when other people see you and they haven't seen you.
Exactly.
Like, I've been out of St. Louis for 3 months. And when I came back this weekend from our Beyond Belief taping in Denver, these people say, my gosh, you look younger than when you left.
Yeah, that's so true, George. There's a look of health that you get above and beyond the pain relief and the anti-inflammatory effects. You just look good. Your skin glows. Your shoulders are higher. You just have this look in your eyes that demonstrates that you're healthy. And you can't even put your finger on it exactly, but you just know it when you see it.
Absolutely. And if Tom had his way, he'd have me all over the country all the time. So things have been a little slower, but things are popping. We're going to Everett, Washington, the end of September.
Yeah.
Sold-out show.
That's definitely going to happen, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Is this your first one?
Since the COVID situation.
Yeah.
That's right. So I'm looking forward. And we're going back to Everett.
I bet you really miss it, though, huh?
I do. I love live events because I get to meet my audience in person.
It's hard. On the radio, you know, it's one thing on the radio. But when you can actually see people, the energy that you get, it's just a beautiful thing.
Well, and you get such great feedback. I mean, we started ParanormalDate.com from a lady who met me at an event, one of our listeners, who said, I can't get a date, George. Do something about it. And I went, bingo. And, you know, she's the happiest lady in town
that
now.
That is genius, George. Paranormal Date. That is genius.
Well, and it's working. People
because
are getting married and stuff.
If you are interested in that kind of stuff, you want to be with somebody who's interested, too. You don't want
no question about it. I mean, she was telling me she was on a date talking about UFOs and ghosts. The guy got up and left.
Yeah, exactly.
Obviously not a listener to our program.
Right.
So we're going to take a short break, but the website, again, is criticalhealthnews.com. I love it when we set a record every time pharmacist Ben Fuchs or Doc Wallach is on the show. So go to the website. I need 100 of you to go to the website right now, CriticalHealthNews.com. Download the free app, Critical Health News. It's a free app. You can put it on your smartphone. And we're going to come back in a minute and take phone calls with Pharmacist Ben to help you. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, along with Pharmacist Ben Fuchs from CriticalHealthNews.com. MZ, our owner of our affiliate in Santa Cruz. What a great guy, Ben.
What a great guy. I've known MZ for 20 years, man. And I consider him a good friend.
You know, he owns a couple stations up there, but he does his own Saturday program as well, and has
cool
a great time.
And you've been to the station. It is a really cool station. It's one of the last great independent radio stations.
And every once in a while, I'll get a call early Saturday going, I need you to come on for a little bit.
Right?
Said, MZ, come on now. I'm sleeping. No, come on. I'm on in 40 minutes. Let's do it. So, but he's a great guy.
And the folks in Santa Cruz are great, too. I know they're listening right now, a lot of them. Santa Cruz is a really cool town.
You know what? Every town in this country is
a
great
right.
town.
I agree with you.
It is. It's the greatest country in the world, my friend.
That's right.
And cutting-edge science. Where are we going to be health-wise 20 years from now?
Well, I'll tell you what. There's going to be a lot of genetic stuff happening. I was just reading, George, how they are working on genetics to make us invisible to mosquitoes. Have you heard this?
That would be nice.
Isn't that interesting? They figured out the gene that makes us attracted to mosquitoes, and now they're working on eliminating it or knocking it out so that mosquitoes won't know we exist.
Who are they going to alter, the mosquito or us?
Us. We won't produce it. By the way, just so you know, I don't know if you know this or anybody mentioned this in the program, thiamine, vitamin B1, is a mosquito repellent, a natural mosquito repellent.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so when you take vitamin B1, lots of it, high doses of it, and you'll find that, of course, in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine and the Ultimate Daily Classic, the thiamine is secreted out of your pores, and
mosquitoes don't like it.
Exactly.
That's interesting.
Isn't that interesting?
I like that. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jeff in Tennessee to get things started, see how we can help Jeffrey. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, George, I'm glad to hear from you again. It's been a long time, but I'm glad you took my call, and I'm glad to hear from you again.
Thank you, sir.
I've been on psychiatric medication. I've been a guinea pig since 1997. My regular primary care doctor wrote me Xanax, and they really helped my panic attacks and stuff. And then in 2014, I got shot by the police, and I got cut off by my doctor. And they say somebody told me I probably got a flag. How do you get a flag released? And how do I get up with my panic attacks?
Well, let me tell you, Longevity has some stress relieving natural things. Ben, go ahead and you take it away.
A couple things. I think he said he wants help with panic attacks.
Yes.
A couple things. First of all, the ultimate niacin is a must have for any mental health issues. Niacin is actually was one of the first supplements to be used in an ortho molecular fashion, meaning as medicine. Dr. Abram Hoffer wrote a whole book about using niacin for schizophrenia and other mental health issues, for panic attacks, for anxiety issues. It's an amazing, amazing supplement, vitamin B3, niacin. It's also great, by the way, for arthritis, niacin. A lot of people don't know that. You get that in the ultimate niacin. And then the B vitamins in general, like you mentioned, the stress relief from Longevity's got all the B complex in there. We talked about the ultimate EFAs, essential fatty acids, are really important. And here's a little trick for anybody out there dealing with panic attacks, including you, John. I think it was John, right?
Jeffrey.
Right before you have your panic attack, you'll notice that you're not breathing. You're holding your breath. And this is something we learn to do when we're young. We contract our muscles and we hold our breath when we're under stress. And over the course of time, we don't breathe correctly in general.
Well, that's a scary feeling.
Yeah, it's a very scary feeling. In fact, if you hold your breath now, anybody listening holds their breath, you'll feel what it feels like to have, even if you don't get panic attacks, you'll feel what it feels like to have a panic attack. Because if you hold your breath long enough, your body will go into panic.
Well, if you have to, let me tell you, a couple of years ago, you may have heard this story. I was popping some pizza rolls, and, you know, it said on the cover, be cool to touch, but they don't tell you about the inside, which was like molten lava. And, you know, so I'm chewing on this thing after the show, and I thank God I didn't swallow it, but, I mean, it burned my throat.
Right.
And Tom took me to the hospital. And I had labored breathing, Ben.
Terrible, right?
And when you have to breathe consciously.
Yeah.
Not just let your mind breathe and, just do it without thinking about it. It's the worst feeling in the world.
Because your body thinks it's dying.
Yes.
So it sends out death messages. And that's what a panic attack is. Your body thinks it's dying. So in addition to the nutrients, practicing what I call SDR breathing, slow, deep, rhythmic. All three of those elements are important. Slow tells the body it's safe. Deep activates safety nerves, relaxation nerves in the belly, and rhythm activates alpha brainwave states that calm everything down. So learning SDR breathing when you're not in a panic attack, just practicing every day. You know, there's breathing apps you can get on your iPhone or your smartphone. And just practicing every day with this SDR breathing, then when it comes to stress, any kind of stressor or panic attacks, you'll be able to kick into this SDR breathing. And by the way, it's the fastest way to lower your blood pressure. It's the best antihypertensive there is SDR breathing.
And how about some supplements?
And then for, of course, the niacin, the ultimate niacin, the B-complex, and you'll get that in the stress relief and the ultimate classic and the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and your ultimate EFAs, very, very important for brain health.
There's a stress supplement.
That's the de-stress.
De-stress, that's what it's called. Okay, if you miss any of that, Jeff, call this number, 1-855-949-7234. They'll help you out, 1-855-949-RADIO. And it's a shortage of GABA. And what is GABA, G-A-B-A?
GABA is a really interesting neurotransmitter. Oh, this is so cool, George. Check this out. GABA is a brain chemical that comes from the ketogenic diet, fasting, and butter. How do you like that?
It's good for the brain.
It's good for the brain. It's stuff called butyric acid.
Because without it, you get panic attacks, I'm told.
Exactly. And it helps you sleep, too. You fall asleep with this stuff. It relaxes you in general. And you get it from the ketogenic diet. You know, the ketogenic diet is unbelievably valuable for any kind of mental health issues, Alzheimer's disease, diabetes, weight loss. You know, Jeffy's got some great keto products, by the way. The Keto Shake, I highly recommend that for folks who are trying to lose weight. Check out the Keto 90 program, the Keto 90 Shake, and a bunch of ketogenic products. In fact, there's a book you can get. You know, Jeffy has a little booklet that you can get. Folks who are listening and want to get this book, call the number. What's the number, George? You say it all the time.
1-855-949-7234.
Right. Ask for the Keto 90 Lifestyle book. It's got the keto. It's got a bunch of keto recipes in it, and it's got all the keto products, including my favorite, the Keto Caramel Weight Management Bars.
Let's go to Carrie in Idaho. Welcome to the program. Hi, Carrie.
Hi. Hi. Hello, everybody. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. What can we do for you?
Well, my doctor said I'm in stage 4 kidney disease, and I'm really panicking. I'm not sure what I can do naturally.
All right. She's breaking up a little bit, but pharmacist Ben, kidney issues.
Kidney disease. Yeah, a lot of people have kidney disease. Kidneys are amazing. Your kidneys can be down to like 10 or 15% before you're really in big trouble because there's so much redundancy in the kidney. However, as we get older, our kidney function starts to suffer, and blood pressure problems can ensue, issues with your electrolytes. It's a really significant problem, and here's the thing. The number one cause, and the main cause of kidney disease and the main cause of aging in general, is blood sugar, elevated blood sugar. So anybody who's dealing with kidney disease, whether it's chronic kidney disease or acute kidney disease or long-term kind of kidney disease, and you're about to go into dialysis, start treating yourself like a diabetic. Get yourself on the Sweeties. Do the ketogenic diet that we just talked about. Use your keto shake. Make sure you're on a good nutritional supplement program, of course, making sure that you're not eating a lot of processed carbohydrates. And you know what? One of the coolest things, one of the easiest ways to reduce your blood sugar is, George, drinking water. Water will dilute your blood sugar, and especially if you fall off the wagon, if you're diabetic and you eat a bunch of carbs, drinking water, and also first thing in the morning, drinking water, and then movement and exercise. If you find yourself, you fall off the wagon, your blood sugar is a little high, movement will help lower your blood sugar as well.
So I saw a study last week that said just 6 minutes a day of exercise is good for you.
That's right. And you know what? The key is the intensity, not necessarily the time. So if you can do this, they call it high-intensity training or high-intensity interval training, some people call it, and that is push yourself. And even if you're morbidly obese or you're arthritic or you can't move your body a lot, if you just push yourself out of your comfort zone, that's what you want to look for. You don't want to go into torturing yourself. You don't have to be like a marathon runner or a triathlete, but just pushing yourself outside your comfort zone a little bit, and then a little bit more, and then a little bit more, and then a little bit more.
I see some people jogging down the street. They look like they're ready to collapse.
I used to do that.
They push themselves too much, don't they?
I know. I used to do that when I was a kid. I did that. Yes, you don't need to push yourself that much. And a lot of that's psychological, George. People feel like they need to really go extreme. The body doesn't like extremes. It likes to be pushed outside of its comfort zone a little bit, and then it likes a lot of rest. Now, isn't that cool? The body loves rest, but it doesn't like the kind of rest that is not associated with a little stress.
Right.
Right? You got to have a little stress and a lot of rest.
Text and tweets. Tom, what do you have for Pharmacist Ben?
Hey, this one from Jason in Maui. Can Pharmacist Ben please discuss weightlifting, the benefits, and if it's okay for me to start, I'm 50.
There you go.
I was just reading about a 100-year-old woman powerlifter. I don't remember her name. She's from New York. She's 100 years old. She powerlifts. And George.
That's amazing.
She looks amazing. And she talks amazing. And you wouldn't know she's 100 years old, literally 100 years old.
She takes care of herself, for crying out loud.
And weightlifting, it's so important, resistance training. You don't even need weights. You can use these bands. I don't know if you've seen these exercise bands. Anything that puts resistance on the muscles is going to help you, not just with your muscles, not just with your structure, but it's going to help you with your metabolism as well. It'll also help you with mental health. It's unbelievably valuable, resistance training and weightlifting. I'm a huge, huge fan of it.
Did you hear that Tony Bennett story where his doctors have told him no more live performances?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, 95 years old. He's going to still sing, but they've told him don't do it in live stage audiences anymore.
Why did they say?
Too grueling.
He's 95?
95 years old.
Have you heard him sing? Can he still sing?
He still sings well.
Wow.
He sure does. He just did a couple of shows with Lady Gaga.
You're kidding. Come on.
But I found out today from a friend of mine who knows him. That he's almost deaf.
Oh, that's...
Yet he still can sing like a bird.
You know, Glenn Campbell, you know Glenn Campbell, I'm sure.
The late Glenn Campbell.
He had dementia, but he could still play amazing guitar.
That's something else.
Isn't that something?
Let's go to another call before the break. Let's go to Joe in Boston. Welcome to the program. You know Joe, Ben.
Hey, Glenn. Hi, Ben. Thanks, George. I have actually three quick questions. I may be back and talk with Ben off the air. Besides conjunctivitis with my eye, I think I may or may not have hypercapnia. I can't wear that mask. It really causes problems. I do a little research, but I'm visually impaired. What do I do for this conjunctivitis? The ointment's helping, but not much. Would colloidal silver help? And maybe we can talk off the air because I don't have the money for all these things. But...
Well, you know what? Send me an email. Send an email to criticalhealthnews.com and say you talked to Ben. They'll get you.
Or somebody send it for him.
Or somebody send it for you, yeah. Have somebody send an email to criticalhealthnews.com. Tell them you talked to Ben on the air, and then I'll get a hold of you, and I'll work with you. And you're right about that hypercapnia. You know, that mask is creating all kinds of problems.
What about its conjunctivitis?
You know, that's a topical infection that you can start doing things to build your immune system. That would be one way to do it. I don't know about colloidal silver. You know, the antibiotics work pretty well. I'd be working on my immune system. Beyond tangy tangerine, reducing sugar intake, all the things that you need to do for the immune system. And in this crazy time that we're living in, if you had to pick one health strategy, it would be to build your immune system.
Let's go to Barbara in Colorado. Hey, Barb, go ahead.
Yes. Send me a critical health news. Hi.
Hi there.
I have a broken pelvis since December.
Ouch.
And it was broken in three places, and it only healed two places, and this third one doesn't heal at all.
All right, well, get ready for this. He's got some bone healing ideas.
You got it.
Go ahead, Ben.
Collagen peptides. Well, a couple things. First of all, collagen peptides for sure. And one of the neat things about building bone and connective tissue inside the body is it's great for protecting you from wrinkles, and it keeps your skin looking young. It's one of the side benefits to taking care of your connective tissue internally. Collagen peptides, of course, I love the glucogel cast. It's one of my all-time favorite supplements. There's so many things, so many benefits you get with glucosamine, the glucogel cast.
How about that osteo liquid?
And the osteo effects, absolutely. And, of course, George, your favorite supplement, if I may be so bold, hyaluronic acid.
That's right. You always love to have me say that, don't you?
You could say it now. I heard you say it. You're really good now.
I'll just say H-A.
That's right. We call it H-A. And don't forget bone broth and for the gal who was with the
Oh, you love that. Chicken bone broth,
chicken
huh?
Chicken broth, chicken soup, homemade chicken soup for the bones and the connective tissue. Do we have a second to talk about connective tissue, George?
You have a second. Go
the
ahead.
The bulk of the body is connective tissue. Building the connective tissue is the quintessential anti-aging supplement. We talked about resistance training. That builds the connective tissue. We talked about the ketogenic diet and reducing your sugar intake builds the connective tissue. Collagen peptides, the glucogel caps, the ultimate MSM from Youngevity, and, of course, the ultimate anti-aging vitamin, which is vitamin C, is important for building connective tissue. Heart disease is a connective tissue issue. Cancer is a connective tissue issue, at least partially. Osteoporosis and skeletal problems and arthritis and all the signs of aging are really related to the connective tissue deterioration, not to mention facial, the way we look, our cosmetic appearance. Wrinkles and such are related to connective tissue deterioration. Build that connective tissue. Get yourself on the ultimate nightly essence, or I'm sorry, the ultimate classic, the collagen peptides, the glucogel caps. And then we talked earlier about the niacin. That's one of the hidden secrets for building connective tissue and for protecting against arthritis is the ultimate niacin. You're not going to hear that from a lot of folks. It's amazingly valuable for the joint.
Barb, take down this number, too, to call, because everything Ben just said, you can get from these folks at 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. Those of you on hold, don't worry, because we've got an hour to go of phone calls when we come right back after the break with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. Ben, I want to thank you personally, too, for what you and Doc do for the service to our audience.
Well, you know what? Thank you for that means a lot to me coming from you, George, because you're doing the same thing. And, you know, this is the time. I kind of feel like we were born for this time.
Well, we were, but you know what? We're here to help people. That's what it's all about. We'll be back with more in a moment on Coast to Coast AM.